Welcome back, guys, to 242. You got Nate here.
You got Adam.
You got Dennis.
And Caleb.
So, we had some important announcements we wanted to make first. Two of them, actually. The first one being, we're going to drop a new logo. We realized we never actually had one.
Our logo has always just been a picture of us four, so we're trying to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, we're trying to add some pizzazz.
Why are we doing this?
Well, you see, it's because we're coming up on our one-year anniversary of starting this fucking podcast. Crazy to think we made it a year, but we have. And we're actually dropping it on that day because it's so special.
It just happens to be a Monday as well, but...
Is it a Monday? I thought it was a Tuesday.
Either way, isn't it a Tuesday? It's pretty close to when we usually...
It is a Tuesday?
Okay.
So we have a special announcement to back up our special announcement. And it's, we're now going to be adding some new stuff during the week. Because why wait just till Monday every week to listen to us all, like 50 of you? But we're going to add some new stuff probably later in the week, Wednesday, Thursday, we were thinking?
Yeah. Probably once or twice a week, we'll throw something extra out there.
And we don't know exactly what yet, but we want to try some new other stuff, like Reels or TikToks or like something short, like short clips. Maybe even add, like, I'm going to go way out there and say, like, possible small YouTube stuff. Who knows? Probably not, but who knows?
Maybe that's 2 years, if we make it that
far. But coming this far out of, like, a year... I don't know about you guys, but I've enjoyed it. It doesn't feel like a year happened. And I don't know. What do you guys think about how it all went?
To be fair, we haven't recorded 52 episodes. Like, we haven't done it.
We missed about 20-something.
But no, I think we've been doing well. What about you guys?
Yeah, I think we've been pretty consistent. I mean, with school, it's been a little rough. But I think we've had a pretty good, solid year so far. So we got like 29, 30 episodes-ish.
I think we're about to drop 30.
Yeah, so this is going to be 32.
Okay, not bad.
One.
No, because we have...
Do we already have a 30 out there?
Oh, no, you're right. We dropped 29 last.
Yeah.
So 31.
But Dennis, what about you?
Not bad.
I just think, It's been a fun ride, you know.
It's not over yet.
Dennis said it's a fun ride.
It's not your last Frisbee game.
Yo, it's not over.
Don't start crying.
I know you guys can't see it yet, but Dennis just said it's been a good ride and shrugged his shoulders twice.
Let's not talk about that. No, it's been fun, you know, I mean, gives me something to talk about, especially like, you know, my 21st birthday when I was sloshed. Still managed to pop them out.
But as we're trying to transition into more interactive stuff...
Just film it. Did Caleb just say he's transitioning?
Wow. Okay. All those interactive stories, those are always live. They're on the... what's it called? Kind of like shortcuts on the Instagram. But yeah, those are always up. If you guys want to vote on something, comment something, we'll see it. But
yes,
yeah. Of course.
Spread the word, people. Yeah. To those of you that listen, get our followers up, get our listeners up. Help us, you know.
Dennis goes around just preaching our name to random people.
Yeah, bro. I go to the bars, you know. If I'm feeling it, I'll be like, yo, the podcast, follow it. Adam's in Buffalo right now. Adam, spread the word in Buffalo land.
Yeah, I'll just go around to random people and be like, look, add me on Instagram at this handle.
Bro, you gotta be like Dennis.
Yo, we print out flyers. Me and Adam put them up around our internship.
Please don't do that.
Follow at @4RingsRacer_MMS.
Of course. Oh,
he has my God.
First. Yeah, that's the only thing he's gonna put first.
Adam, bro, you gotta stop. No one's gonna follow that.
Well, I just want to say real quick that there is a good chance by the end of summer the Audi will have a new color.
Which Audi?
Oh, yeah, you were talking about this, actually.
My A3, my main one.
The TT8 his car.
You know it is. It is.
Yeah. I don't know.
It is.
I've heard that
it's not.
I've heard
before.
It's not.
Oh, dear God.
Hey, man. Adam, it's all right. Elias is going to take it anyway.
He might. I might sell it. Actually, I'm going to buy something new. There's something currently in my cart right now.
Cart is crazy.
Did you say cart?
Yeah, like a shopping cart. Well, this is like an overseas car. So, like, yes, there's technically a shopping cart because you got to put money down to reserve it.
Yeah.
Oh, Adam, that reminds me. There is a car I want to look into getting, but I'm not sure what you think about it.
Dear God, Caleb, I swear. Go for it. Let me hear it.
Mitsubishi Eclipse.
I like it. I like Eclipses. They've been a pretty like community favorite ever since Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah, but I knew them even before that.
No, yeah, and it's they're pretty popular car. So I like them. I think they're pretty good. I prefer them.
Pretty simple to work on.
Yeah, they're good cars to work on. Japanese, obviously. Mitsubishi has a lot of aftermarket support. I like them. I prefer it without a convertible, though. I prefer a hardtop.
Yeah. Same.
But if you're keeping it classic like Fast and the Furious, then drop top it is.
Speaking of, I saw an Acura painted like Paul Walker's Skyline the other day. I don't know how I feel about it, but it was kind of interesting.
What? What would that look like? I don't even know what that would look like.
So the silver Skyline?
Yeah.
It was a silver Acura, but he put a fin on it and a paint job. But.
A quick side note, this can get cut, but camera 2 is falling.
Eh, it's fine.
Camera 2.
My phone was vibrating for some reason. Adam is in Buffalo right now, so he's currently on FaceTime with us.
He's watching all our silliness and interactiveness, and he's like,
Nate's currently trying to go through my phone.
I got some.
That's not your phone.
I got some.
That's my phone.
That's my phone.
I got some.
I turned off. Yep.
One last thing I want to say is one more thing I want to say. Sorry, I won't stop talking, but since our yearly special, I just want to shout out our two top listeners, Jonathan Shaw and Leah Potowski. They listen to every episode that I know of. if someone else has listened to all of them, let us know. But those are the two people I know of.
I really wish we could see a list of like who's actually recorded, because right now it's all numbers and
I just see the numbers. I don't see who, but I feel like that's a pretty good reason behind why we don't.
Shout out to Adam for being here. Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One thing we wanted to do for this episode was answer some questions you guys had.
Oh, God.
This could be fun.
So, I think it was like 3 months ago or something. It was around spring break. I put out a poll. Hey, give us some questions to answer on the podcast. We didn't get around to it, so we're doing it now. The first one is quite a funny one. I'm pretty sure it was one of Dennis's roommates that asked, how do we all deal with Dennis?
I like this question.
I think...
Dennis, how do you deal with yourself?
Dennis, let's hear. How do you deal with yourself?
All right. So my name is Dennis, obviously. How I deal with myself is I'm just myself, you know? I could care less what other people think, and I just go with the flow.
I have nothing that I can't say, but I respect that. Like, just doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
Fuck whoever cares.
Yeah, I think I'm most.
Well, you know, let's. I want to hear Adam's thoughts.
Yeah, I think I'm most.
Because I know Adam has dealt with me for a while.
Should Adam be last or first?
I say, alright, I'm going right now.
Oh, never mind. He's going first.
So I'm the most qualified person to answer this question, seeing as I know Dennis for 14 plus years. 14 years. So, I think there's a reason why he's called Dennis the Menace. I think he's just so spontaneous, and I think that's what makes him Dennis, and that's what people love. So I think it's, just Dennis the Menace for a reason.
Yeah. How do I deal with Dennis? Dennis is my comedic relief. Whenever I feel down, Dennis always finds a way to make it better. Even if he doesn't mean to. Like,
yeah.
It could be at work and I'm just annoyed at something. I don't even know what it could be. And Dennis could be mad. And I find it hilarious. And I don't feel bad anymore. Like, when I saw him yell at Caleb, that was the funniest time at work. That was so funny. I loved that. That brought my mood right up.
Oh, yeah.
On that note, are you done?
I mean, yeah, pretty much. He just makes the mood better.
On that note, I'd say I'm the most qualified to answer this question.
Oh,
because what? I'm the one that Dennis always yells at for no reason.
Okay, wait, he does bring a good point. He does bring a... No. You spent the most time with him, Adam, but...
But I catch
he,
most
he heat. He deals with the...
That's true.
The angry moments.
That's true.
He does
take the most from Dennis. Pause.
But...
Okay. That's a good 5-second pause right there.
At the end of the day, though, I know he means well. He's not trying to be, like, go die in a hole. Like, he's not trying to be mean.
If he makes fun of you, it's out of respect. And maybe not for you.
No. That's not a person.
Yeah.
But, like, as far as, like, us dealing with him, we all have mutual respect here. We all know that we're not trying to, like, kill each other.
We all deal with each other here. It's not just Dennis.
It's not just us.
Correct. I am late to every function.
Oh, every single... We think Dennis is late, and then you meet Adam.
Nate, would you like to read the second question?
Oh, no. Oh, are we doing this?
Sure, we can pass it around.
Okay, so the next question is going to be, how did we all meet? Well, we didn't meet all in the same time frame.
Yeah, so...
Sure. It's like the Avengers meeting up on accident.
Like, I'd say the most uniform one was me meeting the three of you. All of you guys
met. We all knew each other for a while.
Yeah.
I met Dennis because he moved into my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh shit! What was that? 9 years ago.
Well, I can't.
I'm basing it off of school years.
Okay, so yeah.
So 9.
7th grade, yeah.
9 to 10 total, like in actual years. Yeah. That's a long time. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, no. Me and Dennis met back then. I remember when we were all playing outside, all of us youngins, and Dennis and his sister came up, and then from there we just kept going. And honestly, I don't know why, but like I don't know if this is a good or bad thing. I can't remember a time where Dennis wasn't there.
Yeah,
the outdoors. I could never escape the outdoors.
The great outdoors.
And then Adam, I met through Dennis.
Yeah.
So.
The one time that Dennis was outside.
And then Caleb, I don't know where he came from, but out of nowhere, we all just started hanging out, the four of us, really.
See, I think you and me met when we started playing football.
I think that's when it really was.
We had class together, and then that's when we started getting
close. Was it health?
It was health.
We had health class together.
Hey, yo.
What?
Health class.
Dude, that class was fun. We were drawing up plays for the football game later.
Yeah. Yeah, we were never going to lose. We never did lose either.
But... That's how I met Nate. I know Dennis I met, might have met him a little earlier, but it was the Boston trip when I like actually started talking to you. I was kind of on my own because it was the end of the year, but it was my first year in public school. So I didn't really
know many people. Oh, yeah, because it was Catholic.
I went to a Christian.
Christian, damn it, I keep fucking forgetting that.
Yeah, it's fine. But yeah, so I came to a public school, didn't really know people. Dennis I met later in the year, maybe interacted with him once or twice.
Yeah, you guys were in track. You would think you were, like...
I didn't run track that year.
I didn't run track that year either.
I played soccer.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I played soccer that year.
Interesting.
So I might have met him. No, I tried out after you. But anyway, became close with you on the Boston trip. Adam, I had AutoCAD with?
No, DDP.
Or was it DDP? So, yeah, we had that class, and then... I always made fun of Adam's haircut because he looked like Pidgeotto.
Yeah.
He did, bro. I remember the Pidgeotto cut. Oh, I remember junior, I think it was junior year?
Probably.
Yeah, me and Adam had the same lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no, 2 years in a row, I think it was. 2 years in a row. And Adam was a menace, and I just got to witness it.
I was a menace. Yo.
And then COVID hit, and then it ruined everything.
Yeah, see, COVID, not COVID, ninth grade, DDP, I watched Caleb get shanked.
We don't talk
about that. Wait, what?
No, wait. Said on the podcast, Adam, zip it.
I want to hear this story. Later. I want to hear the story after.
No, Adam, all seriousness, no.
Can I hear it after?
Later. I will tell you after.
Yeah. Oh, bet.
You probably know it, but
I think we all know it. I was just leaving it at that. I was leaving it at that, Caleb.
All right.
I was leaving it at that.
But the last duo to not be mentioned is how Adam and Dennis met.
If we get 150 followers, we'll talk about the shake.
No. We already have don't we already have that?
No, we don't.
No, we have 118, 120, something like that.
If we get 1,000 followers, we'll talk about the shake.
Wait, no. You know that trend on TikTok now that they're doing? It's like, for the new NCAA game, they're like, how many likes do I need to get for you to buy me this game? It's like $75.
Yeah.
And they're always like, 500, and then you look at it, and it has 114,000 likes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So
we got 1,000 followers. We'll talk about the shanking. All
right, guys, I'm gonna start promoting.
If you want to hear Caleb get, if you want to hear about the story of him getting shanked, tell your friends.
But it has to be within 3 months of this getting dropped. It can't be a year out.
Okay, so by September.
No, I'll give you till the end of the year. By the end of the
year. Hey, I like this timeline.
I don't get some people.
We have 1,000 followers by the end of the year. If you are even listening to this point.
Mm.
Yeah.
We'll talk about
it. But no, we met, we talked about how all of us came together, but we never talked about the original duo. Go Dennis for it. And Adam.
Oh.
Adam, how do you remember it? Because I remember it as...
Dennis is way funny.
We were on the buzz, bro, and I literally just started talking to you.
Oh, no, Adams is funnier than Adams is the funny one.
Oh, yeah, so my first encounter with Dennis is when I took Roger Mitchell's seat in second grade in Miss Fleming's class. That happened, she rotated our seats, every third, so, there's a second rotation in the year. And, Dennis wasn't happy at first, but it worked out in the end.
Was the class not alphabetical? When you guys, your AH and BL are not far apart from each other.
No, but I think she did it differently. She had an assigned seating chart that she just rotated, basically.
Oh no.
Yeah, but then and then on the bus we talked a lot on the way back to school and to and from.
And then we were in the same class.
Yep.
For the next. Yeah, second, third, fourth, fifth. Yeah, we
had class. You had class together every year?
Every year, same teacher.
Every year.
You got lucky every year?
And then even in middle school, we had a couple classes together. Lunches, we were... Every 3 years, we were in lunch, right?
Yeah, all 3 years, yeah.
That's how it works in middle school, yeah.
Yeah,
all
3 years.
Then high school. High school is when...
Less classes.
Then, less classes, but we have, still, the bond was already there. Yeah,
and we had lunch. We had lunch.
Only freshmen, probably, because you and me.
Yeah, freshmen, I think.
You had lunch with me and Adam, Caleb, freshman year.
Yeah, because...
Didn't I have science class with you? And then didn't I take the late bus home with you, freshman? No, my sophomore year?
A couple times?
Yeah.
Because I was going for the basketball
team. That's how you guys got a picture of Adam.
Who was your...
Oh, that picture.
Yeah, we were on the late bus together. Oh, and then, Dennis, who was your freshman science
year? Mrs. Beaver.
I was in the same class as you.
There's no way you were in the same class.
We were in the same science class.
You guys were in the same class.
That's crazy.
No, I didn't have it I didn't have it last period. There's no way. I don't remember.
I swear we were in the same class. We had the same teacher. But anyway. Adam, would you like to read the next question if you can?
I'll read it.
This is sick, bro. This is sick.
Read this.
Can you read it?
So
number three.
Why did we go to this camera? Go to camera one. Move the camera one.
Should we just
camera two failed?
No. It'll come through. Do you two? Wait, what?
What?
This is do you two?
No, it's just do you got. Do you and? That's a stupid and symbol.
I was writing like this on a soft chair.
Go back.
Do you in the?
Put this. Put this. Bye. Now I know it's an and symbol. Yo, Caleb, if that's your ampersand, we gotta talk about that.
No, I was writing weird.
Do you and the guys have any post-college plans?
Wow, we're post-college right now.
Well, one of us
is.
Oh, well,
I am. One of us is.
Alright, so I guess...
Well, I guess I go first.
Yeah, Dennis, you gotta go first.
Alright, guys. As the oldest guy at the table...
The oldest guy?
I am the oldest.
Just a weird way to say it.
My post-college plan is I did retake a class at OCC in the fall. I'm going to do some hours at the hospital. I'm going to apply to PA school. Go to PA school for 2 years. And I become a physician assistant during this downtime. You know, as I'm taking this two classes. Goal is to go get lit in Clemson. Go visit Caleb at one point, and then go watch my son Adam graduate in May.
Yeah.
Wow, you don't want to see my graduation. Wow.
Yeah, you guys do have to come to Clemson, by the way. Football game!
There's a gap between the end of my semester and January, so I might try to come down.
Wait, what? Isn't Nate graduating in December?
No. I graduate December 19th.
Okay. Caleb, when do you graduate?
I think it's the same week, actually.
Awesome. Great job, guys.
But my actual college walk isn't...
But see, wait, I walk.
I don't walk
I walk.
May. You don't walk till May?
We don't have winter walks.
Lame.
Just spring.
Yo, guys, can I get an L? Can we get an L on the Instagram post when this comes out for Caleb not having a winter walk?
We're a small tech school. I understand it, but it is a huge L.
Well, for me...
Why didn't you just walk this
month?
Because I haven't graduated yet.
That doesn't matter.
No, didn't you take an extra semester on purpose?
I took an extra semester so I didn't have to take 24 credits last semester because my
screwed me. This whole time I thought you did that so you could run another season of cross-country.
No, that was a bonus to it. I had the choice, either 24 credits or 12 and 12. So I chose 12 and 12 because I...
Oh, no, that makes sense then. Okay, that makes sense then.
Nah, yeah. Oh, man, I would have done 24. 20. I would have done 24.
Yeah, but they're mostly mechanical electives.
I just have to do 13.
I didn't want to be cramming vibration analysis, mechatronics.
You lay those vibrations.
All of that into one semester.
Okay.
That's fair, I guess, yeah. Well, I'll talk about my post-grad. So, as we have been saying, I graduate in December, and I actually get to walk, unlike somebody.
Oof.
And for me... I love it because I always get asked the question, like, oh, what are you going to do with your degree? I'm a math major. What the fuck can't I do?
A lot.
Dog, I could do almost anything I want. With math?
Like work at McDonald's?
Oh.
Caleb thinks that he's going to make all this shit and I'm going to make nothing with it.
No, I'm
No, I know.
Kidding.
Don't worry.
Nice laugh emote, Adam. Adam, stop.
Oh my god, what am I looking at? But, So basically... I'm looking at...
Adam's not here, so Dennis is playing footsies with me, and I...
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no, no way.
But, so... anyway, bring it back now. So, what I'm doing is I'm talking with companies about possible job positions and stuff, and I've been talking... I'm working on shadowing somebody this summer, and if I could get that done, it helps me a lot, but honestly, I have my house through next July... So if I don't get anything until later in the year, I got time. I could do a part-time job.
Wait, so are you planning on staying in Clemson?
It's all in the air right now. Gotcha. It depends on that. But if I don't have a job like that would be able to start in the beginning of the, like in January, why not just go and stay in the house that I'm paying for? Yeah. And I can see all my friends that aren't graduating yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know how much I'm going to see them after. So, that's how I see it. I feel like that's the best plan for me, but who knows how it works? Mm-hmm. Honestly, mine is still up in the air, but I do know I have a path forward.
Yeah.
It's not the yellow brick road yet, though.
Adam?
Oh, what do you mean?
Adam, what do you got?
Okay, so, as it's
been... Let's hear how you're going to be a... fucking Nobel Prize winner.
No, I don't like a Nobel Prize. But I have a couple pathways going forward. I graduate with both my degrees in May. I'm applying to be a Fulbright candidate, so I could be doing a study abroad for an entire year after I graduate, either doing advanced research in... I'm looking right now towards Mexico, Spain... Morocco actually has a pretty good one, and Thailand has a pretty good one as well.
Morocco?
Yeah, or I can go out...
Don't go there. Do not go there.
Or I can go out towards, like, East Asia and a couple of other countries and teach English, potentially. some other seminary schools, but that's all through the Fulbright scholarship if I take that. If I don't take that, and then I will probably already have a job lined up, and then I'll can work for a year, and I might go back for my PhD, or I may decide just to go for a PhD after right after May.
Some reason I thought you were working on that now.
Oh, my PhD? No.
He's just on his master's. I thought you got your master's in like a 2-in-1, like you just did extra work. That's I was confused on that. No.
So yeah, I finished my undergrad.
I see now.
Now I'm doing my grad.
Yeah, I thought you did 2 degrees at once, so that fucking did something. Oh, I don't know.
I am doing 2 degrees at once, but I'm doing...
I was all kinds of lost. I need a map now.
Yeah, I'm doing 4+1, so I'll be doing...
Instead of
a 4+2, I'm doing a 4+1.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't know.
And Caleb, did you talk about yours or no?
No, I didn't. So I can't really talk too much about, like, short-term, because there's a couple things up in the air.
Yeah.
But, like, long-term, no matter what I'm doing, I just want to use my degree to help people in some way,
mm-hmm.
which seems a little difficult with mechanical engineering.
You can make things safer.
If you're looking for it, you can find a job. So, like, no matter what I'm doing, I just want to find a way to help people through engineering.
Sorry, are you guys also worried about low-key, like, AI taking parts of your job, like, your job availability away?
Oh, I will help create the AI. I don't care.
I'm about to say, like...
No, but I'm saying, like...
Yeah.
Right.
No, but at this point, AI can almost build AI.
Yeah.
Which is very dangerous, but
yeah.
It is what it's getting to at this point.
But, like, at my current internship, we have...
Yeah, what do you do? I don't even know.
So, I'm working for a athletic company.
That's all I know.
That makes sports equipment.
Okay.
I just got a project on my desk.
Get projects to do it, okay.
Yeah. Also, I had to take the SolidWorks exam, but... We have these robotic welders. They're not up and running right now, but theoretically they could program them so that you put two pieces of metal on the table and it uses 7 axes to weld together. Nate's freaking out about something on his phone. It's very distracting.
The Clemson baseball team won against the Florida team.
No, they didn't win yet, but they're ejecting somebody from Florida, apparently.
In a game.
And we just went up in the 13th inning. Wait, sorry. I had to. Anyways.
Yeah, so there's robotic welders at my job
yeah.
that aren't up and running yet. So, short answer, not really. Because we still have 10 times the amount of normal welders there.
Well, for the thing is like... Short term, everyone has this idea that like out of college you're gonna go out and you're gonna find the job that you stay at the whole rest of your life. You don't. And everyone has their own path. And I took a class at Clemson where it's like they make you take it's like a seminar. I'm pretty sure you guys had to take a seminar. But they basically had these math major alums come back and they tell us their paths and how it worked out.
Yeah.
And a lot of them said, I didn't have an internship. I just talked to the right people. I did these programs at school.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's a bunch of different paths. You don't have to fit into that form of, that mindset of, I need this internship this summer and I need to keep doing it. I need to, like, if you get it, there's no problem with that. That's very good for you.
Yeah.
But you don't have to stress if you don't get it. You know what I'm saying?
But it also is, like, specific to you. Like, I was talking to my dad earlier today about the fact that if I graduated on time, I would not be in the internship.
No, you
wouldn't. I would not be set up as well for a job after I graduate.
Exactly. But it's everyone's path.
Yeah, and it also depends on the majors as well.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I wasn't saying anything like based on one side, but I know how it sounded, but no, everyone has their own path, and there's no rush into anything. You just got to take it your own time,
yeah.
and you know you do it how you know you need to do it.
Yeah.
But are we giving Dennis the next question?
Yes, however, I'm not sure...
Can I see it? Or is it about...
So, I know who asked this, and it was Adam's girlfriend.
Dear God.
Dennis, would you like to read that one?
I don't even remember what this was said.
Adam, this is a crazy question.
Did you already read it?
It's... All right. Adam, you can answer first, actually, after I read it.
Dear God.
Who is the alpha of the group?
The whole question was, who do you think is the alpha male of the group?
That's funny as shit.
There's no way to ask that question.
Yes, I can pull it up on the Instagram if you want me to.
I think he believes you.
I don't know. I would say we all have our moments depending on the type of, like, discourse or situation we're covering. That would be my take. I'll pass it to Dennis. I'll pass the mic to Dennis.
Oh. The alpha of the group is the microphone. The microphone takes in all our thoughts.
Why is he talking like it's the Claw from Toy Story?
I give the microphone my power. Once I submit to it, you guys hear my thoughts. We all submit to it.
I don't submit to it, I use it.
You know, I just wanted to tell Abby that this question is kind of fine. I mean, I don't think there's a certain alpha, in a sense. Everyone just arises to the occasion. We'll butt heads, we'll sit down, and then we'll level out. Obviously, there's times where Adam and Caleb, they take the full front of everything.
Well, because they're most they're most of the time beefing about what the topic is.
All popping.
Like, there's been some topics where you and Adam just go off on it, and you'll go back and forth. And me and Dennis are just kind of sitting here like, yeah.
Yeah, well,
no, and like, I want to jump in, but then I know one of you is going to be like, well, you agree with me, right?
I think it's because me and Adam are very similar mentally, but we have slight differences. So we both are like, at the same point, but it's like, which point is correct, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
I
feel like I kind of just throw the idea in there.
Yeah, I can see that.
But like, altogether, I feel like you guys said it pretty well. The alpha kind of switches, as in like circumstantially. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of times, podcast hosts will
that's what I was thinking.
Temporary alpha.
I feel like I hate using the term. Yeah. Oh my god.
But then, like, someone will take over the
such a
conversation
term.
And just transitions. But all in all, we're all pretty close in age. We pretty much have a brother dynamic going on. So I'd say,
yo, real quick, Caleb,
we rotate kind
of. I'm putting you on a 15-second pause for that on-camera action.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd say we have a pretty much a brother dynamic going on, and alpha-wise, just rotates circumstantially.
Screw you for asking that, because I hate the terminology. next up, let's get off of this.
Okay. Do you guys have any embarrassing stories about Dennis?
Wow, everyone's at me.
Everyone's at you, bro.
It's funny.
Okay, how about this? Instead of targeting Dennis, everyone pick one person in the group. It has to be different, and you have to tell an embarrassing story.
Okay, do we just pick them now?
Wait, what?
You can just do me. I don't care.
How do we want to do this? I don't give a fuck.
Adam, tell an embarrassing story on Dennis. Dennis, tell an embarrassing story on Nate. Nate, tell an embarrassing story on me. I'll tell an embarrassing story on Adam.
What if I don't know an embarrassing story about Nate?
You have to.
The most embarrassing thing I know about you is your fucking dumbest moment ever.
Which one?
Why Dennis yelled at you at work. That's not even that embarrassing. It's just actually fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You know, just do the question.
Do we just want to focus on Dennis?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're focused. We're answering
the
questions.
Embarrassing one.
We're answering the question because Dennis doesn't give a fuck.
I was gonna go first.
Adam,
go first.
Oh fuck!
The most embarrassing story I have on Dennis. I can't even think. Because the problem is, there's like a fine, because Dennis has a fine line, I feel like. It's like Dennis does so much stuff, and he does not give a damn that it can't, it gets to a point where it's not even embarrassing, it's just Dennis.
Yo, wait, you probably remember it a little better than I do, but you could talk about when we went up for his graduation, and we went to that place with the strobe lights.
Oh, I mean, that was the biggest fumble I've ever seen in the year.
That was a fumble, I will say.
So we'll say he started off pretty strong.
It was a fumble, Dennis.
He started off pretty strong. He won a couple of dance battles. And
no, he was cooking.
Yeah. He didn't realize they were dance battles either.
And then
no, he just saw somebody. He thought they were just going with him, and the guy pushed him out of the circle, and that's when Dennis knew he had to lock in.
Yeah, and then the rest of the night, my man proceeded to try and do some, like, secret strategy with some dude. I don't even know that guy's name, by the way. I could not even tell you what his name is right now. I forgot.
Yeah.
I don't know that guy. Apparently, they have like a plan, a scheme going on, but I watched every attempt absolutely fumble.
Dennis was trying to get someone's number, and it just wasn't working.
Yeah, it was a crazy night, guys.
Nate, what do you got?
So I remember there's a few times, but this one in particular, we went to the beach.
The beach?
I don't know if it's the same one. I don't know if it's the same one. There's a lot of them, but I'm going to go with this one. I don't know why, but I remember it. I feel like this didn't happen and I'm making it up, but I want to say it happened.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure we went, when we were at the beach, we were just walking down the shore and we're like, fuck it, Dennis, let's talk to some girls. But I had a girlfriend at the time. And so while we're walking down, you said, we're walking down and you're like pointing out the girl that you would want to go up to.
Oh my goodness.
And
never the point.
No, not point, but like he'd be like, that one. Ah, I was like, all right, so we go up. The first one didn't go well. And then we came back and he said that one. I was like, Dennis, I don't know, man. Because we're like, what, 18? 17?
I don't even know.
We were around there, but I was like, Dennis, I don't know. And honestly, part of me was like, I feel like she's kind of young, but I don't know. And Dennis was like, never mind. The whole day, we just kind of kept going around, and Dennis kept but like calling him out. And then we just wouldn't go up. At that point, we just wouldn't go up anymore. I don't really have an embarrassing story. It's just that.
Okay.
I mean, I'll keep mine plain and simple.
Because there's other beach stories, but I'm not going to say them.
Plain and simple. Every time this has happened while I've been there, he's come up to me and been like, yo, this just happened. Dennis ripping his pants at work.
Oh, no, I want to do that one, but I didn't do it.
No, I'm violent.
It was funny.
It's just, he comes up, he's like, yo, I ripped my pants again. How many pairs of pants have you gone through that you ripped at work?
I'm telling you, only two. Nope. Only three. Well, we saw them back, you know.
No wonder they rip.
All right, buddy. I still do the job.
He gets the job done.
Well, on that note, would you like to take the next question, Nate?
Sure.
Number six.
That's one way of running it. Six.
I was writing weird.
Hold on, I have to fucking figure what this is. Oh, what hobbies have you guys pursued in college?
Who asked that question? Like, what do they mean by who?
I don't even remember.
What hobby? Like,
what fucking hobby? What? There's only one person.
What?
Who picked up a hobby?
Me?
No.
What?
Ultimate Frisbee?
Who picked up a hobby?
Him?
Yeah, he pointed at Dennis for you guys not able to see us, obviously.
Yeah. Everyone already knows.
Yeah, Dennis, just go ahead.
Ultimate Frisbee in college.
Why'd you say it like that?
College.
And it was fun. And it was lit. Yep. And my knees are broken. But we're recovering. That's the only hobby I picked up. Oh, wow.
Adam's girlfriend just joined the call. Was she there for the alpha question?
No, she wasn't. She was walking.
Yeah, but the only hobby was frisbee. But yeah, no, everyone knows this. All our followers should know that I played frisbee. I mentioned it too much. I don't know if you guys did anything.
I mean, I got more into photography, videography.
Adam, how about you?
Did I pick up a hobby? Not really. I mean, I guess I just did more car stuff, and I guess I started to freelance myself out. You know, I started doing car fixes for people.
Yeah.
You know, robotics. I got more into how to build them from scratch rather than just use them. That's about it, though. That's about it.
See?
Go on, Caleb. Tell a class. Please.
I also started Legos.
I've been had Legos.
Well, I never had Legos as a kid, and then I went through a breakup, and my roommates were like, yo, let's get your mind off it. So I started building Lego cars, and I...
How'd you not like Legos as a kid?
No, I never had them as a kid.
Oh, you definitely said like.
No.
He said never had.
Never had.
What is wrong with me, man? How am I not hearing this?
I was, what was it called? Mega Blocks?
Mega Blocks.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You had the special Legos.
I had the big one.
The fat Legos.
I would say my hobby that I picked up in college was podcasting.
Cringe.
No. Don't worry. No, I'm not being serious. Honestly, I think...
Alcoholism.
No.
Alcoholism is crazy. No.
That's not a hobby. That's a disease.
That was so
doxed. That's so... What the fuck? That was a shot at me for no reason, but okay.
He's not even...
He said alcohol.
I'm not.
He's not.
But so... Sorry. I want to say my hobby. I really picked up a new hobby. I would just say I played newer sports and more often.
That's fair.
Like I played disc golf a few times. That shit's hard.
Yeah.
They've got different frisbees for different yardages and shit. I went like maybe 3-4 times. And it was honestly pretty fun. But
give me a 7-iron.
You want the 7-iron frisbee?
Yeah, everything. Anything that can involve a 7-iron.
We just hand this man a metal disc.
And then, like, besides that, me and my friends played Ultimate Frisbee, not like Dennis. basically, just, we played more sports, and I played in a lot of, like, sorority tournaments, and those were fun. Like, volleyball. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends love playing volleyball at the court at our place. It's so much fun. But, yeah, no, we played in a bunch of sorority events. We came in, like, second place a few times. Then we got shit on the first time. But, no, honestly, that's, like, the only hobby I really picked up was, like, more physical activity.
Gotcha.
Adam, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
You're
time up to read Caleb's awful handwriting.
I was writing on a soft surface one hand.
I put it on the table for you. Anyway.
Okay. I'm reading 7.
Dennis,
7.
Second ball.
Why did you choose your college? What
is this? Fields.
Fields.
Fields. Fields. Fields. Phil, that's
that
writing
mean?
Is horrendous.
Like your major.
Did Dennis just ask what's a field?
Yes.
Before we move on reading.
Oh, Dennis.
So why did you choose your college field?
Based your major, for simpler terms.
Yes.
Okay.
Who wants to... Adam, you want to start since you read it?
Yeah, I guess I'll just start. Why did I pick my field? I guess ever since I was a kid, I had Legos, always working with my hands, doing stuff with tools, construction, stuff like that. I just didn't want to do some type of engineering, and... As I went through college and just got older, I knew it was right for me and whatever fields I did. So, like, I do robotic stuff now, but at the start, it was just kind of like engineering as a whole. So, I guess just since a kid, I knew I wanted to be an engineer of some sort, and that's what I pursued.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll pass it to Dennis.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Dennis.
Come
back.
He's back.
I can't believe
that. I hit him in square in the forehead with a piece of paper.
Caleb just threw a piece of paper at Dennis's head and it hit him square in the forehead. Perfect.
Alright, guys. I chose biology because ever since I was a kid, I mean, Adam knows, I love sharks. I love animals. Love sharks and animals, and I just, no matter how hard I tried, science just kept calling to me, and I just had to stay with it.
Was bio your original choice?
My original choice is marine bio, but due to financials in the future, we went with bio to get that bag.
That's fair.
Fair enough.
But yeah, it's hard, though. STEM majors. Whew.
Yep. We all know that.
We're all STEM majors.
We all know that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
two of ours are literally like the letters.
Well, actually, I'm engineering tech. Would that be...
No, you're one. You don't get the double up.
I was going to say, when I take the T.
You're not special.
This is why I take the T, not the E.
This is why I yell at Caleb, everyone.
This is why he deserves this yelling.
I was being stupid.
Is Caleb saying T or D?
T.
He said he... Yeah, why? Because he said he would take the T. Because he would take it? Is that why you said that?
I wasn't saying that. You did. Not me.
Anyway.
Oh, go ahead, Caleb. You're already on your major. Go ahead.
So I'm mechanical engineering tech. So the difference between tech...
It's the tech. Oh, okay, I was going to say it's important.
So mechanical engineering tech. Tech is more hands-on. So I've been in the shop since freshman year, whereas the mechanical engineers at my school have been behind computers ever since freshman year. But the reason I chose tech was, I think it was like sixth grade... Christmas, I wanted like a Meccano robot set. That's the robot that you build yourselves. And we couldn't really afford it, so we got like a cheaper version where you could choose to build like a car, a helicopter, whatever, out of like metal pieces. And I couldn't figure it. They forgot to send me a certain piece. So I was like, hey, let me put all these spare pieces together and make it, which really helped me figure out like, I want to create stuff. And then switching to public school, part of the reason I came to Pine Bush was the engineering program.
I did not even know our school had a good engineering program.
Yeah, I sat on the floor with my sister the summer before freshman year, and we looked through Pine Bush's offers. We read engineering, Excelsior, and it was like, okay, I need to go to this school now.
I see, because when I first heard you say... Me and my sister sat on the floor and like looked this stuff. I thought you were gonna say something about like you went on a vision journey.
No.
And like all this, you went and started meditating and praying and shit, and figuring out what you wanted to do. And I was like, God told you this?
No.
No, but seeing that Engineer Excelsior was part of Pine Bush just made it obvious that's where I needed to be and that's what I needed to do.
That's fair. So, like, for me, it was pretty... Mine's pretty fucking, like, broad. Mm. My whole thing was, I always was a really big astronomy guy. Science was always my thing. Natural sciences. Earth science. Just meteorology, astronomy. Even,
Would biology fall into
physics? No. I think that's more... How would... What would that be? Would life? That be would that just be life?
Life sciences?
Well, it depends on the bio. You got the cell, you got the animals, you got the bones.
But, like, broad breakdowns.
Yes, how do cells, bones, and animals all correlate?
He's talking about cells as in, like, cells in anything?
Okay.
Is there a cell in their bio?
Yeah, no.
You have the regular bone.
So, I feel like bio would be, like, even no matter what type of bio you have, that's a life science, right?
Anatomy, so, like Adam said, anatomy, biology, those are life sciences.
Yeah, that to me, that's a life science. I don't know if that's what it's really called, but to me, that's what I call a life science. Probably, I would hope it would be that. But I'm more of the natural sciences, like what I was saying. I was really good at physics. I taught myself the AP physics because our high school didn't give it. And then I really enjoyed that stuff. And I initially wanted to do physics, but then I looked at it and I was like, fuck this. I'm smart, but I'm not that smart. And also want to kill myself if I take this coursework.
Yeah.
Like Adam. And my dad's like, well, why don't you do like something more broad because you've always been decent with like numbers and business and stuff. And I was like, you know what? That makes sense. So I applied for the mathematical sciences degree. And I had to take the math placement test. And they're like, yeah, you need like an 80 on it. I don't know what it was out of, but I got like a, what was it, 122? So I have no idea what it was out of. I would assume 150 probably.
Yeah.
And it's like, they made it like an IQ test. And I didn't try on it. I just like, I saw that I had 80 and I was like, fuck it, I'm done. And it was a pretty stupid exam, but that made me realize, I'm just going to stick with this.
Yeah.
And now when I look at it, honestly, and look at my future, mathematics has done a lot of things for me. Like, I feel pretty confident with doing anything. You just have to show me what I'm doing. but I feel like I could figure it out on my own and do a pretty good job at it. So that's why I picked that. So
there.
Dennis, will lead us off to the next.
Next question. I believe we have three more?
I have no idea.
Well, this one, I think is going to be easier. I mean, I feel like we touched on this with our last question. What do you want to do with your degrees?
Should we skip this? Because we've pretty much been saying this like at least twice now.
Yeah. It's pretty much the same sort of question, so we could skip that.
Yeah,
move on. Do you want to read the next one?
Unfold it and flip it.
And flip it. Number 9. What advice have you gotten that has stuck with you for these years?
For all these years.
Where's all, bro?
I thought I was going to read them all, so I kind of shortcutted some of them.
Yeah, suck my nuts, bro. Hold them. Both of them. Okay. Let them jiggle down your throat.
Bro, he is emphasizing that H.
Make sure you make the right one.
Hold them.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly what he said.
So, Dennis, what advice have you gotten?
I feel like this is hard for me because, like, when I look back on it, I'm usually the person that's giving advice to everyone.
I could go first if you need to think about it.
I have something as well.
So, like, the piece of advice that I've always, like, listened to my whole life and has driven me to do what I've done, motivate me, was my dad told me when he worked with one of his companies, he heard the saying, you work hard now so you can enjoy your life later. And that's my biggest, like, it feels so straightforward and, like, to me it seems, like, basic, but I've lived by that all the time. That's why I decided I'm going to work hard and get this stuff done so I can actually enjoy what it gives you.
Yeah, a lot of people say, like, travel, do stuff when you have the energy to do it. But that's actually backwards.
But I want to be able to work it so I can enjoy the beauty of it later. Because I've been old, I've lived through it to hear and see it all. Mm. And I can, honestly, I believe I can appreciate the beauty of the world after I've worked so hard, and because I'm always going to put my head down and work so I can get ahead and that I can enjoy my life after, because that's my biggest thing. I just want people to enjoy it. You know, you feel like you're working your whole life, you got to enjoy it. And I feel like that's what I want to be able to do, just enjoy it when I want. That's what I go by.
Fair.
But I don't know ever who wants next.
Adam, do you want it or do you want me to take it?
I might go next. I mean, like, there's no, like, one piece of, like, a one quote I can give or anything. It's more or less just been, like, I kind of live, like, stay true to yourself. So, like, whatever you want to do, like, although, like, money does impact, like, a lot of daily life decisions, obviously, you know? I mean, this world runs on money, but at the same time, you got to stay true to yourself and do what you enjoy, because you only get one life. So, you know, just stay true to yourself, do what you want to do, and do it because you love it.
Yeah. I like that.
That's fair. For me, I don't know how much of it is advice as much quotes, but I forgot who told me that this was the full thing. But we all know that quote, a jack of all trades is a master of none.
Mm-hmm.
We've all heard that pretty much. Someone told me that the full quote is actually, a jack of all trades is a master of none, but is always better than a master of one.
Okay.
So the way I see that is, expand yourself as much as possible. Do, like, dip into all these different pools, because you're never going to have the exact same problem, the exact same solution.
Yeah.
So what I've been trying to do with my life is expand into all these pools between photography and mechanical engineering, doing the youth group stuff.
So kind of like just seeking knowledge that you can get?
Kind of. Like, think about it this way. Let's say AI took over your job, like you were saying before. What are you going to do? So for me, I can probably fall back on photography or missionary work. Like, I have things I can fall back on. Adam could fall back on working on cars. Like, so the more things that you get yourself into, the more you actually set yourself up.
Yeah. Okay, I like that.
I back it.
Venice, back to you.
That's tough. I mean, I don't think I have one thing that just sticks with me. I have a lot of stuff. I'm very...
Pick one, then.
I think the one that speaks most to me is definitely just trust the process.
Okay, Philadelphia. Okay, Philadelphia. Sounding like the 76ers now.
No, I just... That's the one that I just follow, you know? Just trust the process, you know?
Trust that it will happen.
It will happen, you know? I'm not... A lot of people stress. I'm a person that... If you see me stress, you know something's up. But definitely that. It just sticks with me. It's all going to happen. I just got to, you know...
Keep doing your thing?
Keep doing my thing. Yeah. And it'll lead me to where I need to go.
Fair enough.
Don't stress people, please. It's not good.
Stress just makes it worse. I've honestly realized that, like, the more you stress, the more you're going to worry yourself, you're going to amp yourself up, and you never think straight when you're angry or something. You need to just be in that mellow state, and it's important to stay there.
Yeah. So, we have one last question. It's a pretty good one. So many relationships end after high school. Why hasn't yours?
I think we're all too annoying to let it die.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like part of it goes back to that family that Dennis created in high school. But also, like, the fact we played football through COVID. And
yeah, we played a lot longer than I realized we did.
I mean, you three have siblings that are the same age, basically, yeah. That were friends, are still friends in high school.
Yeah.
Or were. Yeah. Like, I was kind of just here, but...
Yeah, you're just kind of lingering. But, I...
Also, Grappa.
I think working together helps.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of, like, what that person said, a lot of relationships end at high school because you don't really get to be around them that much. You don't see them as much, right?
But, like, I had a couple that lasted, like, a year after high school, then they died. So, like, yeah. Why is this one different?
I think it's the effort you put into it. Mm-hmm. Like, we all put effort into trying to talk to each other, like, hang out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Caleb drove down here to record this. Adam couldn't. We're not mad at him for that.
For reference, my internship is an hour and a half away. I don't think we've
talked about
that.
10 seconds, Adam. 10 seconds.
But so, we all work and put effort in to make sure that we all stay close because we enjoy being around each other. So, like, we come back and we'll just go on drives and just talk about nothing. It could be about nothing, but we do it. We just go and get food. We do stupid stuff.
I don't know if we talked about it, but, like, one routine that we have is after semester ends or after summer ends, we always go on a late night drive.
Always.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we just talk about random stuff that's happened to us or random stories that we heard. I still have the best one.
That is the great one.
But yeah, that's stuff that, like, we like to keep personal and not make public because at the end of the day, like, our friendship is more of a personal thing than it is a public thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We just do this because we enjoy doing this kind of stuff. It's a creative kind of thing. And it's something new. I like it.
Yeah. New. We've been doing this for a year.
It's still new. A year is not a long time. But I like these questions.
Yeah.
A lot of we started off with a bang with Dennis.
What do we have? So we started with.
Yo, you guys didn't let me. You guys didn't let me and Adam answer the question.
Did we not? Oh shit! You're right.
Yeah, go for it.
Adam, you want to go first?
What?
Why question?
Why did our friendship last?
Wow, so many others don't.
I mean, it's pretty much been covered, but, like, I think a lot of us people strive to make, like, efforts once it's been, like, once they met the quota, like, once you, like, oh, I graduated, like, it's all about, like, the effort you put in to stay in touch with the people, you know, basically is kind of how it works, and our friend, like, Caleb said, our friendship's more than just this or anything, like, from high school. It's been, like, a fun family relationship, so it's different. So I think it doesn't really always apply to the same base thing, but really it just goes down to the effort you put in.
Yeah, it's about the effort, right?
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, I live next to Nate, so I couldn't.
Yeah.
But it also helps that, like, yeah. I can show up to Adam's house. I haven't done it, but, like, I know I can just walk through the door. Yeah. Be like, hey, what's up? Like,
yeah.
It helps that we have families that are very open, like, door. I know you guys haven't really interacted with my family all that much. But, like, I know I could walk to any three of your guys' houses and just walk in the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kayla got fed pizza today by my parents.
It's actually not sitting bad right now.
Oh.
It was pepperoni pizza.
Not bad.
Oh.
You can have that?
I guess so.
Yo, milkshakes?
No. You get
milkshakes?
Milkshake.
But no, another thing that I've no, like, another thing is, I've heard is that, like, what's the fucking thing? Like, some friendships, like, if you're always just high maintenance, like, talking every day, they just derail.
If,
like,
you try too hard,
yeah,
in a relationship,
you can't try.
It's not gonna work.
It should feel natural almost.
Yeah. And we don't all, like, we're not shy all the time.
We don't text every fucking day.
Yeah.
We'll go, like, a week without talking, and then someone says Fortnite, and we'll play a game Fortnite, like...
Yeah, like, we'll just, or somebody will say start a conversation, and then it goes. It's like, we don't have to try, it's just there.
And I feel like that plays into our podcast a lot, because it seems like we have fresh conversations. We're not exhausting conversations in, like,
yeah,
normal day-to-day speak.
Yeah, if you're talking every day, too much every day, eventually you're going to either run out of things to say, or you're just going to get tired of that.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm tired of Adam.
That's
Buffalo.
That's why you went to Buffalo.
Honestly, I'd say that was probably, like, the best question.
I think
of
so.
The funniest had to be the alpha one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, let's see. Real quick, let's roll through them real quick. How do we all deal with Dennis? How did we all meet?
No, Kale, stop right
do
now.
Do you and the
Kale,
guys have
right
any
Kale,
post-college
right
plans?
Dennis,
what?
You're on a 25-second pause.
Okay,
yeah.
What do I do, bro?
I back
you know
it.
What you did.
I back it.
That's fair. Do you guys have any post-college plans? Who's the alpha of the group? Do you guys have any embarrassing stories on Dennis? What hobbies do you guys have in college? Why did you choose your college fields? What do you want to do with your degree? What advice have you gotten that stuck with you for all these years? So many relationships end after high school. Why isn't yours?
Mm-hmm.
I like the advice one and the
mm-hmm.
post-high school one.
Yeah. These were good questions.
I was
going to
make a joke, but it's too far.
No, you're still in Boston.
Yeah. I'll just let this one simmer down.
All right, Dennis,
wow.
Dennis, you can speak again.
Yeah, you can speak now.
Hi, guys, I'm back. But yeah, no, those are the questions. Thank you to the people. I wish I knew who asked these, besides the alpha one, who we clearly know who it was.
I know who asked the, how do you all deal with Dennis?
Who?
Billy.
Shout out Billy, my housemate Billy.
Yeah.
W.
Dennis, do you have a special quote?
Oh, shit.
Aw, oh, damn.
In the meantime, just to reiterate, we are dropping a logo fairly soon.
Yeah, just to reiterate.
If not on the 1 year.
Just.
As well as.
Just.
We're going to try to. What are you doing?
Just to reiterate.
We're going to try to expand our platform.
Just to reiterate, follow at 4RingsRacer _999.
Oh, my God.
And then don't forget to follow us at. _2 FOUR2 _ and we're still waiting on Dennis for this quote.
Oh my god,
we're gonna try to get better with posts and reels.
I forgot to do a quote.
Like,
yeah, but I'm excited to try that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fun content.
It might be a little tricky just because sometimes we're however far away.
Wait,
but we could probably figure it out.
Fun content to explore. If you ever check out at 4RingsRacer _999.
Oh my god.
Fun content.
Adam, what do you have? Still under 100 followers?
Probably. I haven't posted.
Are you telling me my photography page is more than you?
Probably, Caleb.
And he hasn't even.
I don't really promote it.
He hasn't even, like, tried to push it out here.
It's just me to track my personal group.
I mean, I haven't really pushed mine, but okay. But Dennis, can you give us a quote before we cut you off? Or say something?
Oh, I got one.
Nobody has the view I have right now, but the panic on Dennis's face for about 33 seconds.
Yeah, no, we saw it. We saw it.
I didn't even look.
It was so weird seeing myself.
Why are you smacking your lips like that?
Oh, yo, chill. Oh, I'm back.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, here we go, guys. The quote is... There's nothing impossible to they who will try. From Alexander the Great.
Oh, okay. Little Alexander for the 1 year special.
Okay. That is a quote. Wait.
Yeah.
Don't forget. 242 because we never miss.
Did we plug the Instagram?
Yes.
Oh.
Dennis, you say you're lying.
Try again.
Oh, yeah.